You shouldn't be counted amongst them. Pirush Rashi. In other words, lachaskim to strengthen them. Lotzer al leir to lay siege to the city. Rabbi Bochan the Pirush explains lis mimispa anshe hatzava shalei b'kachamim. Shouldn't be counted amongst the soldiers of the idol worshippers. This test must begin to deal with the words of the Gemara. Shemizab mosham. So Pirush Kohen Rashi explains loshan yis baleini ishi, terminology of my man will accompany me, which means a place where they gather. Rabbi Tam Pirush explains the mezablin actually means mezabchin, where they slaughter. But loshan ginaynok, but we're just using a derogatory terminology, which is fertilizing. Chemash meisham, that's something Yisham perigiraya. Ra mokim shemizab mosham abiz kachabim. When you see a place where they do the mezablin. So I mean, you say Zabech Lil Himet Yacharam, whoever sacrifices for Abed Azar should be destroyed. So you see, obviously, it's referring to Zricham, even though it's using the word Shemazabim. Next test, Mat Begin Tumonga Mai Benai. What's the difference between them? It says it's a Tema Tuba. Tema Tuba Ikabenai. It's a big wonder, or it's a wonder. There's many things between them. The Remeya Dafka Amnesh Mazablin. He says specifically only when Mazabl, Ha'im Mazab Masham Shari. But if you don't do Zibl, it's permitted. Rabban Ashab Mok Mushay Mazablin. They said forbidden even when you're not Mazablin. So what's the Gemara's question? And the Lefash would seem to explain the Hachi Parach. This is what the Gemara is asking. B'malkim shem mezablin, the place where there is mezablin, might be that what's in between them. No, vadei av b'malkim shem mezablin polig, because obviously they're disagreeing, even the place where they're mezablin, because when they skewed chacham debreim, from the fact that the chacham mentioned that word, b'malkim shem mezablin, because the ilay pligi b'malkim shem mezablin, if they're not disagreeing in the place where they're mezablin, which that's what it would sound like, then l'hoilam l'haska, then they shouldn't have mentioned elamash shesibol remei, only what they're adding on to remei. But let me just say, af b'malkim shem mezablin, even the place where there's no mezablin. Why are you adding on b'malkim shem mezablin? Remei already says, obviously there's a difference. You could also explain, my benai, what's the difference between them, meaning b'malkim shem mezablin, l'malkim shem mezablin. What's the difference between malkim shem mezablin or not, l'rabbanan, according to Rabbanan. The Asibitabai that they say anyways both are forbidden. In those two pshatim, what's the difference? Masik Dimor comes down, nothing, nothing, but the difference between them would be if business was done.